Hi, Betty. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi there. I called about stomach acid because I heard your dissertation at the beginning. I definitely have that problem. I got tested at your clinic. I take the hydrochloric acid. But I read an article recently that said that maybe I might need more than one per meal. And I wondered what your opinion is on how to determine how many of those you need.
I'm sure glad you read that article, ma'am, because most of us do need more than one per meal. Well, one of the best ways of determining how much you need is checking on how your body's doing with that one capsule. Now, how do you check on that? Pretty simple. We have a blood test drawn for essential amino acids. That's 50% of how we do that. Now, why do you do that?
My phone is a little scratchy, though. What did you say about a blood test? I didn't hear all of that.
Yes, ma'am. We have a blood test drawn for essential amino acids. Now, essential amino acids means that our bodies can't make those. We got to get them out of the protein we eat. And so they're essential to life. And if we're taking enough hydrochloric acid, then all 8 or 10, depending on which lab you believe, all 8 or 10 of the essential amino acids are up there within normal. Now, I don't mean they're too high when I said up there. I just mean they're not too low. Because if they're down below the low end of the range, excuse me, we're not busting up our protein with hydrochloric acid and pepsin good enough. So that's one thing. It's a blood test for essential amino acids. And then the second thing is even simpler. You just ship a piece of hair off to the dispensary. And if you use hella hair coloring, you have to ship uncolored hair from someplace else. And it gets measured for all the minerals. And, of course, if we're getting enough hydrochloric acid pepsin, maybe we can tolerate a test that shows that of all the essential minerals, a couple, three of them are a little on the low side, because that's actually kind of average for the whole country, even if they are teenagers with good stomach acid. But if we see that, oh my goodness, look at all those different minerals that are low, and look at over there, our essential amino acids are low also, excuse me, we need more hydrochloric acid and pepsin, because our bodies are telling us, just by those test results, that we're not taking enough to bust down the food properly.
Ah, well, I noticed in this article it said something to the effect, because I have a lot of bloating and gas still. Now, I've always had a problem with gas my whole life. I think I inherited it from my dad. He seemed to have had the same problem. But they were suggesting that, maybe you needed to take more to reduce that. Does that make any sense?
Makes a whole ton of sense, ma'am, because many of those gas-forming bacteria are susceptible to being killed off, safely, but still killed off, by sufficient acid coming on down from the stomach. I am not kidding. That intestinal microbiome, it's called, is, to stay healthy, is dependent on having the same amount of acid in the tummy that a 16-year-old would have. And no, none of us are ever going to go back to that on our own if we're over 60. And so we got to take the hydrochloric acid from the outside. But yes, the bloating and gas definitely could be at least partially due to that, ma'am. Now, let me just tell you an average, okay? And you can decide whether you want to be average or not. But the average amount of capsules that people need to take to keep their mineral test nice and normal and their both the mineral and the amino acid test, I should have said, nice and within the normal, broad general normal range. I'm not kidding, ma'am. Is 4 capsules with each smaller meal and 6 capsules with the largest meal. And the largest meal usually has more protein. That's partly why. And they never, ever are taken unless we got some food in there. We eat a little food, take one, eat a little food, take one. We don't take all 4 at once. We spread them throughout the meal, and we don't take them before the meal or after the meal, just simply because we want them mixed up with the food to get to work digesting that food. Now, there's a second thing that could...
You take it during the meal, right?
Yes, ma'am. Eat a little food, take one, eat a little food, take one, yes. And the average, what I'm looking at, nice normal amino acid tests and mineral tests, it averages out to 4 to 6. I do know some people who can get by with 3 or 4. I've run into some people who have to have 8 to 10 with the largest meal, but I'd start with the average.
I'm wondering if that's somewhat weight dependent. I only weigh 90 pounds. Would that affect how many I should take?
No, I'm afraid it doesn't, ma'am, because skinny people and fat people, when they're 16, they both make the same amount of stomach acid.
Ah, okay. All right, so that sounds good. I think I may decide to do the amino acid test And any other suggestions in that regard?
Yes, ma'am. You check with your doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine about teaching you how to give yourself B12 shots. Because remember, if the stomach doesn't make acid and pepsin in a sufficient quantity, it also does not make this factor that gloms onto vitamin B12 and pulls it into the body. And we can swallow all the B12 we want to. And if that factor is missing, it's unique. It's the only vitamin that has to be pulled into the body by something our bodies make. So that's why B12 shots are so prevalent in retirement homes for people 70 and 80 years of age. And check with your doc, who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. Say, hey, I've been taking this hydrochloric acid. Teach me how to give myself B12 shots. And the reason you can do it yourself, ma'am, is nobody ever OD'd from B12 shots. And you give them to yourself and find out how much it takes to help you feel a little better. Because nearly everybody with low stomach acid says, sure enough, if I take my B12, some people say every day, some people say once a week. It's variable from person to person. Yeah, I feel a little bit more energy. Now, it's not as if I was a teenager again, but I definitely feel a difference. So that has to be added in too, ma'am, because B12 is very important for cognitive function, among other things, as well as energy. And if we need hydrochloric acid, we need those B12 shots.
All right. That's been extremely helpful. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling in so we could get the word out about this.